If you're an established woman in tech who is creating results and making an impact at work, so your workload and stress just keep growing, but promotions and salary bumps remain a distant dream, it's time for a change. Listen, we all know the tech industry has dramatically changed. It's time your career approach did too. You don't need cookie cutter programs or dusty advice from outdated playbooks, because what works for tech bros won't work for you. You need individualized, bespoke support to build your brave career, one that reflects who you are as a woman in tech. I invite you to explore career coaching with me. Get all the details, including prices and client results, at tricksteinbach.com. You can stress less, work less, and earn more. You've already earned it. Let's make it happen. Welcome to the Celebrate Brave podcast. I'm Nicole Tricksteinbach, your host and the International Bravery Coach, on a mission to redefine brave, how we identify it, live it, and most importantly, celebrate it. Because when you build your brave, you change your world. And that changes the world. Talk about something to celebrate. Let's go. Hello, brave people. And welcome to this episode of the Celebrate Brave podcast, where I am diving into part two of my three-part Build Your Brain framework. Today is all about experience it like a kindergartner. For an overview of the framework, just in case you missed it, it's in an earlier episode. So if you missed it, pop on over, get that quick overview, and then come back. I am excited to talk with you about it. All righty, experience it like a kindergartner. I find so much inspiration from other humans doing their brave. And sometimes I don't understand their brave, and other times I deeply connect to it. One of the people I want to bring into our conversation today, his name is Dre McKesson. He is an activist, an author, a role model. Oh, he has all the things. And he has an amazing podcast called Pod Save the People. He also wrote a book I find deeply inspiring. It's called On the Other Side of Freedom, The Case for Hope. And I want to bring his words into our conversation and go deeper into experience it like a kindergartner. Experience it like a kindergartner is all about the learn, act spiral. So learning just enough to take an action that's just enough to learn. You see what I'm saying here? It's always a spiral. Right? And it's based on laughter and frustration and connection and trials and success and failure and all the yumminess that builds towards our experience. So what does Dre have to say about this? And this is on page 196 of the hardcover version. I remembered it this time. Just because people aren't shouting doesn't mean that they are being silent. Just because people aren't showing up in the way we expect doesn't mean that they are hiding. We have to remember that we are all of our identities at once, every time. This is your unneeded permission slip to build your brave. Experience your goal, your growth, your stretch in a way uniquely, wonderfully, confusingly just you, uniquely you. This is never about what Bob did, what Muhammad did, what Andrea did, what Sally did, what Maria did. Mm-mm. And it's also not what the four of those people did not do. This is about you. You as a kindergartner, you in your experience. Experience it like a kindergartner. Experience it like a kindergartner is really this part two where we're becoming ever more clear what we are telling our dentist about. So as you step into experience it as a kindergartner, keep writing that goal. Keep letting that stretch, that next big success, that next wonderfulness, let it develop. Encourage it to grow. Play with it. And also play with your experience. As Shirley Chisholm said, you don't make progress by standing on the sidelines, whimpering and complaining. You make progress by implementing ideas. You know, there are different ways to implement. There are different ways to get off the sidelines. And there are also times to be on the sidelines. There's also times to experience the stillness. I'll go into that in another podcast. The first is either to learn something new or to act in something new. To act in something new or to learn something new. And let me share a really personal story. I am sitting at my desk in my home. I've got this awkward setup with this mic and this arm that's attached to my desk, and then there's a pop filter, and I feel super uncomfortable. I'm just talking to myself, essentially. I mean, I'm stoked that you're listening to this, but right now, I am thinking of someone, but I'm talking to myself. I'm thinking of you, and I'm recording myself, and it's very awkward and uncomfortable. What did I do? Well, first I learned. I listened. Well, I love podcasts, let's be clear. And I also found experts to talk to, people already making podcasts. I have an amazing support team to make this podcast possible at all. And I listened to them. I asked. I reached out. I learned. I ordered all this awkward equipment on my desk. And then I put it into place. That was a whole learn act cycle on its own. And now here I am in action, in service. There were moments of frustration. There were moments of joy. I am so excited to be just that little bit further in a learn act cycle, in a spiral of acting and learning of this experience to be of more service to more people all over the world. So that's an example of my own recent experience to your dentist. I am changing the definition of brave. I am celebrating brave. I am serving women all over the world to build their brave so they change their world. More money, more opportunities, better and deeper relationships, because that's where we get our opportunities from. Oh, so much. So that together, we change the world together. And part of that spiral is this podcast, is learning about this podcast. And so what I want you to do today, dear, dear, dear brave soul, is I want you to rewrite your goal. It's changed a little bit. Rewrite it. And then right now, today, in this moment, what can you learn? What can you put into practice? So right now, at this very moment, identify what's one thing you can learn or what's one action you can take to move in your spiral just a little little bit. Because it's those little bits all built up together that break you right through into a new, brave life and world that you deserve. Doesn't that sound exciting? It's so exciting and it's so rewarding, and you deserve it. And as you build your spiral, as you're learning, as you're acting, as you're learning, as you're acting, as you're having these experiences, celebrate the emotions just like a kindergartner. Okay, until the next episode, brave it up. Build your brave so you can change your world, because that changes the world. Celebrate brave.
Thanks again for listening today. If you are ready to build your brave for more money, deeper relationships, and more opportunities in your life, reach out to me, Nicole Church-Steinbach. I would love to help you. And please remember to rate and review this Celebrate Brave podcast so that more people can support our movement to redefine brave, how we define it, live it, and celebrate it.